Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Welcome to the U Up Podcast. How you doing, Squirt Nash? This is the podcast of the radio show that happens every Monday through Thursday on Sirius XM Channel 95 Comedy Central Radio. So if you want to hear probably 7.5 more hours of content, because it's 8 hours a week we do, Tom Tokar, right?
That's right. And by the way, it's me. I'm Tom Tokar.
That's
the
Tom Tokar.
Dog Millionaire.
Oh, is that what we're calling you now?
Yeah,
I like that a lot. If you want to see Tom Tokar this weekend in Washington, D.C., if you're in the area, go see him. This podcast comes out Friday. He is there Saturday.
Friday and Saturday. So come tonight. Yeah,
tonight and tomorrow.
At the
go
big
to both.
Hunt, 8 and 10:30 or 8 and 10.
The Big Hunt.
Big Hunt's great on Connecticut Avenue.
Great time. Come through.
Go see him. Don't see anyone else in town. Don't even see your family. Just go see Tom Tokar. We had a good show. Half of it this week was spent in Los Angeles for me. And so some of the clips you'll hear, I was remote. And then the other ones, I was here in studio. We had a good podcast today. Ari Shaffir is here, left over from our not podcast, our show today.
Leftover, yeah.
Yeah, he hung out. Usually the guests leave.
Yeah.
Ian Fidance is here.
Hey, hi.
We just did a show.
We couldn't finish with these boys. Mm-hmm. We had to have some
Oh,
leftovers.
My God, it was such a fun show. You'll hear a clip from it at the end of this podcast.
Fun.
But we have a whole podcast filled with clips. This first one is about, it's Milo Manheim. He is Cameron Manheim, 90s and early 2000s TV legal procedural star Cameron Manheim's son. Is a 17-year-old, the youngest person on the cast of Dancing with the Stars this season. And he talks to us about trying to play it cool around a girl he has been following on Instagram since he was in seventh grade.
I think, yeah, that sounds
Alexis
right.
Wren. She was another competitor on Dancing with the Stars, and he met her.
Who's she?
She's an Instagram
model. Instagram model. 12 million followers on Instagram.
Same thing.
What? And so this kid is like, has been following her since seventh grade, and then all of a sudden meets her like at the dance studio and had to play it cool. Have you done that before, Ari?
Yeah. You're like,
what do you do?
Hey, hero. I just,
Yeah.
I just leave.
Yeah.
I check out and I get out of there.
Who have you met where you've been like, I can't even play it cool and pretend that this doesn't matter to me so much?
Tarantino. I walked away from him.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a bad one. Ken Griffey Jr.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Trying to be natural and not. He was so cool and normal, and we were just like,
yes.
Yeah, it just makes you want to cry like your niece when you see her when she's four.
I did it to Robin Quivers downstairs one day after the show. She's Howard Stern's, co-host.
Right.
And she's Howard Stern's Tom Tokar. And I freaked out. She was downstairs in the lobby of Sirius, and I saw her. She was in the elevator with me, and I was like, I have to say something. And I thought it was going to be really cool, and I just wasn't, and I annoyed her. I could tell. It was like I tried to do my drive-by celebrity thing, which I always tell people, if you see a celebrity and you like them, just do a drive-by. Be quick. I love your work. Thank you so much. And go on.
Unless it's Tupac that you love.
Yeah, then do not do
Don't
a drive-by.
Do a
drive-by. That'd be triggering for him, literally.
She'd be like, you're alive. Don't recognize me.
Ian, who's your celebrity that you had to be cool in front of that you couldn't?
I followed a stripper on Instagram from Pumps in Brooklyn. Her name was Hope Adventure. And then I ran into her and was like, oh, hey, hi. I didn't know if I should say
her
like,
name is Hope Adventure?
Yeah.
Wow,
that sounds
a
like
a child
picked that name.
Well, she
mental
was
child.
Kind of,
okay.
Like, weird.
Yeah. Hope
that
Adventure.
The reason why I liked her. Yeah.
Those don't even go together. Those are like
Hope Adventure.
Hope Adventure. That was her fucking name.
That's so insane.
Yeah. She is such a fat ass.
Oh my God.
So
Tom, who's been your person?
I'm trying to think if I have anybody. I'm not sure that I do. I saw Tony Dungy in the hallway here, and
who's
I was thinking I should get away.
Coach.
He was the coach for the Indianapolis Colts when they won their Super Bowl in 2006. Mm. And so I was just like, I got to get out of here. But yeah, other than that, I think we almost had Reggie Miller come on the show. That would have been hard for me.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, I would have. That is the one where I was like, I don't want to talk to you because I don't want to ruin my childhood, you know?
Oh, I hung out with Lenny Dykstra one time.
He's like being indicted right now.
He's a terrible
for
person.
What? For all his car wash stuff?
Holy shit, is he a terrible person.
Yeah. That's what I hear.
Yeah, but I used to carry his baseball card in my wallet. He was like my childhood
Did he respond to this when you told
hero.
Him?
Oh, dude, he was such, I can't tell you the things he said on
really?
Air. He wow. was such a scumbag. I like did work for him and he like totally oh, really? Fucked me on it.
Yeah. What?
Damn.
Oh, that's
yeah,
yeah, yeah. different.
Okay. Yeah. Well, story for another time. Now
the
listen
problem
to
is when you meet somebody, you want to say something that's going to get them to be like, oh, cool, but you're not,
yes.
because everyone said that to him before.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard
yeah,
to
yeah.
be original.
The only way is to keep walking. Like, love your stuff, bro.
You know what
walking.
I found, though,
yeah.
Ari?
Or Bert is fat or something like that. Is that like, what?
Like, beautiful, like, models and actresses who are just, like, strikingly beautiful, they don't get told they're beautiful as much as they're desperate for it because they are beautiful and that's how they oh. have their mm-hmm. self-worth. But everyone thinks that everyone tells them they're beautiful, so oh. no one does. So when you say, like, I just have to say, you are stunningly gorgeous, and I know you know that, but you need to know it. They go, they love you so much. It is my celebrity whisper
that's like when
secret.
That's like when you have to tell someone to call 911 when everyone's standing around because no one will actually
exactly,
call
911. Exactly, the bystander
yeah, yeah, yeah.
effect.
Yeah.
All right, guys. This is Milo Manheim with his interaction with Alexis Ren. Enjoy it. Okay, Alexis Ren, if you don't know, is a Instagram influencer slash model mm-hmm. and lovely human being, as lovely inside and outside. Like, I want her to be not nice. And she really is.
She's so sweet.
So nice. I found out she was on it, and I started going to her Instagram, and I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. I think I said I get it to, like, 18 photos. Because
by
I was
yourself.
Just like,
you're like
so,
okay, that's enough now.
I was, yeah, just, she's so hot, and she's so just spunky and adorable, and I was just like, oh, God, I have to be around this. And then I was around it, and she is nothing but nice.
Yeah.
And it really
she's
was
so
looking
sweet.
For her to be a bitch, and I'm still trying to, like, generate that narrative and looking for little things.
You're still coming back to set, just trying to...
And I have to say, she wrote me over the weekend about... she watched me on Joe Rogan's podcast, which, like, I was like, how did she even stumble upon that? We didn't have, like, a great friendship on the show. She was always nice to me backstage. We connected. But mm-hmm. there was no reason for her to go watch that. And she sent me this really lovely message about it.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I was bawled over. I was just like, she's great. So I'm a big fan now. And I'm one of 13 million people following
yeah,
her. She literally
too,
has 13 million followers.
I know, it's insane.
And you've been following her since when?
Okay, well, here's the deal. When I was in, like, seventh grade, I started following her. Me and my friends were obsessed with her. I swear. I really
in
hope
what
she,
grade
I
are you
really
in now?
I really hope she does not find this out.
Yeah.
I'm in 12th grade now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a senior. But so when I met her for the first time, I was, like, trying to play it cool. Like, I didn't know who she was.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, are you, like, Alexis? And she was like, uh-huh. We started talking.
Was this in the dance studio?
This was on Good Morning America. This is when we met
oh,
for the first time.
No,
you were there.
I was
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
cool.
And we were just backstage, and I tried to, like, make some small talk.
Oh,
I was like, you know, we're, like, the youngest
and your
people
mom
in the
was there, too.
And you know what? I was like... I was like, oh, my mom's going to be here. Like, she's going to ruin everything for me. But Alexis knew who my mom was. And I was like, my mom is the key.
Yes,
like, I need to use my mom right now. And, like,
your mom is
I
your
swear,
wingman.
Yeah, my mom was my wingman. Like, and then I went up to her and I was like, so what do you do? Like, what are you just, like, a model? And she's like, I'm an influencer. Like, I'm on Instagram. And I was like, Alexis Ren, R-E-N.
I like how you type it in, but... You
it
know how on Instagram
fills.
When you pull up search,
yeah, yeah,
it immediately
like,
shows everyone.
I bet if you just typed A, she would be the first person.
I bet if you typed nothing, she would show up.
No, but
you gotta clear that search.
No, I was like, maybe I was playing it a little too cool.
No, I love
and
this.
And I was like, is this you? And it was just clearly her. What I did was I pulled her.
You unfollowed and then followed
I pulled up her Instagram, unfollowed her when she wasn't looking, and I showed her, and I was like, is this who you, like, is this your account?
Milo, that is so hilarious.
I said, she's like, yeah, and I was like, wow, 12 million followers. What? Oh, wow, you're so pretty. I was, like, saying, like, all these things, like, I hadn't seen her before.
Oh, my God.
But I knew exactly
and
who
she
was.
And she goes, I have a like from you from 2008.
Yeah, yeah no, oh, my God, this is even funnier. Like, 2 years ago, I posted a picture of me outside a private jet, and I tagged her on the photo. And I was like, someone sent this to me, and they were like, it's so weird that you were, like, just tagging her, like, ironically on this photo, and now you're actually friends with her. And I was like, if she sees this,
I am
screwed.
Or if she hears
so
this
funny.
Now.
Yeah, right?
Now you're
oh,
screwed.
Oh, God, someone's going to tell her.
Listen,
this is going to be
somewhere. I love
Alexis,
that you're...
I love you. Please don't think I'm creepy.
No, it is... But that makes sense. I mean, I've done the same thing when I've, like, met celebrities and just tried to play it down. Like, and what do you do, John Mayer? Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
that
yeah.
kind of thing.
Exactly.
It's so obvious. But, okay, so you played it down, and you have, who's, is she a friend of yours now? Like,
yeah,
you guys
honestly,
are, like,
like
buds now.
Yeah, because you know, I've spent so much time with her, although like, you know, I still like am when I see her, I'm like, holy shit, it's Alexis Ren. Oops.
You can say that.
Okay. Yeah, you can say whatever you want.
Yeah. But like every time I see her, it's like less and less starstruck and more like it's like she's the homie now. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I hope that I can have like I can be friends with her for a while. I hope we can be friends. You know what I mean? I'm just meeting a lot of great people here.
Yeah, I told you that. I was like, oh, I'm love that I'm getting in on the ground floor with Milo Manheim in terms of like being a friend, because he's still like just new to this business and like wide-eyed and excited. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to get in with him now, be his friend, because he is going to be so famous.
I hope so.
I just know. I mean, famous, successful, like you just have whatever it is. And I know that I'm going to see you on a red carpet someday. And I'm there because my friend invited me and I'm like barely allowed on the red carpet.
I'll be your friend that
and you'll
you.
See me and you'll go, Nikki, and you'll be like the star of it. And then you'll pull me on and like maybe I'll play your mom in something. And like your teen, I was a teen mom when I had you. That could work.
That could totally work.
That's actually could have happened.
Yeah.
That was Milo Manheim. Next up is a celebrity author, actress. Just hilarious person. Ellie Kemper was in studio. She was such
amazing.
A delight. As much as the who, everything you wanted her to be,
yes,
she
and
was.
More. She
and
was
more.
Great. I'm like a big fan of hers because I was The Office is like my favorite thing in the world. Do you ever do those Facebook memories where you look at something you posted like 8 years ago?
Yeah, that's great.
I've been doing that recently and all of them are about The Office. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I wish I was Jim or whatever. It's dumb.
Yeah.
But like, then Ellie was there and I was like, oh my God, it's like right in front of me.
And she was supposed to just do a couple appearances on that and then they built a whole character around her because she was so
good.
And then
Unbreakable is great, but she was such a delight. Even between when the mics were off, she was a sweetheart.
I couldn't believe it. I was in LA, so I was remote. So as soon as the interview was done, I got up, went to the bathroom, I came back, and I still heard her hanging out in studio.
Yeah, she was like
late
for her next thing because she was just like so fun. And Christy was on too.
Christy Cello,
who's also
so Christy Cello, Ellie Kemper, and I talked to Ellie about how she is gross, just like all of us.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
You love.
Well, that's what I really loved about reading some of the stuff that I read from your book is that you're kind of gross. Yeah, you're kind of gross, but you're like, you admit to doing gross things that like going to bed without brushing your teeth. Not a lot of girls in Hollywood will admit to the things that you've kind of, I read a couple things that I go, oh my God, I relate to this and I'm so glad she's putting it out there. Like you don't wash your hands sometimes when you go to the bathroom in your own house.
That is the one thing that I'm like, that was maybe too disgusting to disclose because is it or not? That's very disgusting.
When you do number one or number two.
Well, it either. Oh, gosh. Sort of.
No.
When I'm in my home, anything goes.
Girl, you're crazy.
Screw it all. That's Ellie's point is that when you're in your own home, it's like, who else is using this that I need to worry about?
Right.
It's already people that I'm already exposed to their germs anyway.
But also, when I've used the toilet, I'm not touching anything but toilet paper.
I
don't know why that
yes.
is. And I don't want, I feel like in New York City, whenever I come in from the streets, I'm from the streets where I've been raging, I come in and I immediately wash my hands. So I feel like I'm constantly washing my hands in New York City. Any opportunities to eliminate hand washing, I will take because I don't. It's over. They're overwashed.
It's bad for you. Yeah.
They are overwashed. I totally agree. And I'm a girl that I'm really gross. Like the things you admitted are just scratching the surface of what I am capable of. But it made me feel better that you do this stuff because I look at you and I go, she's put together. She probably isn't gross at all. And like you just kind of project stuff onto people that you are ashamed that you yourself can't do. Like if I saw you on the train, I'd be like, I bet she uses the toilet seat cover every time.
Oh my, that is such a compliment. Appear extremely put together. I don't
Thank
know.
You.
It's true. I don't know. I am not put together. This is a source of insecurity or stress with me where I am 38 years old. I feel like I can't put an outfit together. And like when I go home to St. Louis and we're going, you know, for like to meet people for lunch, I don't know how to put my hair in a way that looks like a 38-year-old woman who's pulled together should
really?
Be pulled together.
That's so surprising.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It's so put together.
This is, of course, course. Yeah. Like people helped me.
Yeah,
yeah,
oh,
I knew I was
going
to be on the radio. Some village. Yeah, exactly. But yes, as you know, it takes. So that part is fine. But left to my own devices, I'm not sure what it is, and I think that's a gene you have or you don't, because I think you can't teach yourself. Maybe that's too hopeful. Maybe I shouldn't. That's defeatist of me.
I think you're right. Like I've kind of embraced how gross I am, and I don't get sick a lot, even though I should based on my habits. Like I've said this before, but I'll only use a toilet seat cover if it's left behind from the girl before me.
Wait,
like,
why?
I'm like, oh,
why?
That's
so much worse.
Because means only one butt has been on that, as opposed to like if it was just the toilet seat, which
but
I wouldn't
clingy,
use a cover.
Though.
No, it doesn't bother. If it's not, like, soiled in any way, I'm like, oh, a fret. She just, like, left this for me, and only one butt's been on it. And like you said about your hands, yeah. Like, our butt cheeks aren't dirty. Like,
right.
Our butt cheeks are probably pretty clean.
Yeah.
Well, I've never thought of that. What are they touching?
They're cleaner than your hands.
Are you sitting on the toilet seat with your, like, actual, like, the... No, it's just your flanks.
That's very true.
You know? Like, there's no... Unless you're having accidents all the time and everything's going everywhere, your butt cheeks are not... Okay, well, let's move on. That was Ellie Kemper and Christy Cello in studio. Next up is Andrew Collin and Anya Marina. This was from our show on Wednesday. We talked about the night before we had spent... Andrew and I went to the Comedy Cellar, and he was sitting at the table. The infamous Comedy Cellar table where the most amazing minds in America convene every night to swap stories, and it's just a fucking table.
It really is.
It's just
so
a
lame
table.
Too, that when people are there, I used to want it so bad, and now I'm like, I'm gonna sit at this other table.
I know. I'm rarely in there because there's exactly every it's just a table, but it is an iconic table, and it's intimidating, and there's a little table tent there that says this is for Comedy Cellar comedians only. So it just feels very exclusive.
Elite. I think that's where I met Anya Marina.
Probably. Yeah, I brought her to the table a lot. And she, even last night, she was at the table and she was like, I feel uncomfortable. I need to leave. And I'm like, just sit. You're allowed. Down. You have a pass to be here, but you always feel uncomfortable there. I brought Andrew there on Tuesday night, and this is our Wednesday show, and we're talking about how he fit in at said table. You can leave.
It was so funny. You dismissed me at the table last night at the Comedy Cellar table.
She did.
She just put the sign in my face after asking me to come to the table.
Yeah,
which I didn't want to go to because I hate
Everyone's
being.
Always intimidated by the table.
The
they
table was great,
be.
Actually.
Cares?
I didn't care.
Yeah, he sat down. He killed it. But I at one point I was just he was sitting there and I could sense that he maybe felt a little awkward or whatever, and so I just took the table tent says the Comedy Cellar table is for Comedy Cellar comedians only, and I just put it in front of him and pointed at it, which is what I call a schumer, because she's done that to annoying girls before. If there's someone at the table who's just like annoying everyone, Schumer will just put the sign in front of them and point at it and stare at them. Like, it's insane.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen her do it before, but I did it to Andrew last night, and it was really fun. But Keith Robinson was there last night.
Don't even
night.
Think about coming to Stand Up New York.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you.
No, I'm very much in
no,
there,
you're
and
not.
They would be happy
no,
to have
no,
me.
No, they don't
they
want
roll
you.
Out the red carpet,
don't
and
even
I can
they
see,
think
I can
about
sit
it.
At any
to
table.
Show.
They do?
Yeah.
At Stand Up New York?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, like, nice. So. Hello.
But still, don't even think about
Who's
it.
Who's running that place now?
Candy is the booker.
John. What up, Candy? I
and,
like your
and
name.
John. Yeah, and John. What's
so he was fine there for a while at the table, and then what did he do to annoy
no,
you?
No, it was just like a lulling conversation, okay. And I just thought it would be funny to do.
I got to talk to Keith Robinson. That was fun.
Yeah, Keith Robinson, Sherrod Small, Phil Hanley, Joe List, and
it's
me and Andrew
day.
Were nice. At the table. And it can be intimidating, but and especially with Keith and Sherrod, because they just are shit talkers, and they'll like tear you apart.
I found that they were easy. That's
Andrew
when
fit
I was
in
relaxed.
So well, because Andrew.
When people were like, fun and like shit talking, it was rather than the passive aggressive, like I don't know,
yes.
Just you didn't feel
it's
any
so
of that
much easier, yeah. And the second Andrew gave it back to them, they were like, whoa, this guy, like they
nice.
Loved it, because Andrew I set him up, because Andrew had texted me before a picture of Keith Robinson, because they go to the same barber, and he had seen Keith twice at the barber.
Whoa.
Yeah, but I don't
and
say
so,
anything. Yeah.
And
so, fade?
Yeah, well, Keith, there's only one, we were talking about that, there's only one black barber out of, like, it's a pretty, like, whatever,
yeah.
Like, in Soho, and then they're just, Keith and his barber are like really like
barber shopping.
Yeah, yeah, and everyone else is like
very quiet.
Talking about NPR and yes. Like, can we like stop making so much noise? And like,
but
Keith is like, fuck you, motherfucker. And everyone's like, what's going on over there?
But Keith was sitting there like in his phone and we were all talking and I was like, Keith, he goes to your barber. Like, because I wanted them to have a connection and for Andrew to not feel weird and for Keith to be like, oh, this guy's valid or whatever or has something to. And so then they started going off on it and it was like I could just eat my meal and they were all like riffing and it, I was just like laughing because then at one point you had a great line because Keith goes, we should switch barbers, we should switch, or maybe you said we should switch. And
that's a great
and yeah, you were like thank you. And you go or no, what was it like? You had a great line,
something about it. He asked me if I went month, like, what do you go?
Oh, yeah, yeah, you go
once
he,
every few months.
Goes,
I go, what do you go?
When do you go? How often are you there? What do you go? Once every 3 months, and you go, what do you go every hour?
Yeah, every hour. Like, I gotta keep it tight. Yeah, I gotta keep it tight.
It's so nice to see a moment where everyone accepts someone and goes, oh, this person's funny. And that was the moment that they were all like collectively, like, oh, we like this guy. And then Keith was like, I'm Keith. What's your name? He was like introduced and like brought in. It was
and
funny.
Now I'm gonna go on 3 next Thursday.
Yeah,
we have
made
a barber
date to
you
go
to.
And hang out.
He's gonna be like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah, he's not gonna remember you.
He's like, you really came?
Yeah, but it was a fun night. And Sherrod is ridiculous, and I was talking to him about Dancing with the Stars. Like it was really fun. We were all
what do you say, runaway rabbit or something?
Oh yeah. Oh he, I ordered a bunch of food. Like I ordered all my salads. I ordered
three salads plus
a big plate of baba ganoush. Like I had the whole table covered with my meal. I was really hungry when I got there. And he goes, and Sherrod goes, look at Nikki. Nikki's like a runaway rabbit. Like a rabbit whose parents aren't talking to her anymore. Like,
fuck,
I love that
so
much.
It was so funny, dude.
It was so funny. I was like, how did you come up? Like, sometimes I'm back there and I literally, that's why I was glad you were like talking to them. Because I just wasn't in the mood to be funny. Yeah. You know, I was just like focusing on my food and I was like high and just didn't want to be funny and didn't feel funny. And I could just like sit there and have you talk for me. It was nice. But it was, yeah, that's.
Well, people talk so much shit about that table, like from the outside,
because
they like think like, you know, they're the patriarchy and they're just so judgmental. And
oh yeah, we were talking about a reality show where I would cut Keith's hair. Like that would be like, we should do a show where I cut Keith's hair. I'd give him a
You're
fade.
Also going to get braids.
And I go, yeah, and I get braids. And I go, oh, and then we could do it from the iconic Comedy Cellar table. Like it's a joke now to be like, the table.
Yeah.
It's not even a thing. It's just...
Well, they just sold a show about it on
Comedy
Central,
that's true.
Right?
So maybe I shouldn't say that. I mean, it's the table.
The table.
Whoa. Different things happened at that table than any other table. And we're back. Ari Shaffir is making disgusting mouth noises into the mic.
I thought it was Ian, and I was staring him down for a second.
I am so angry at you.
Can we all just do that for like 3 seconds? Just
okay. Okay, wait, we're canceled.
We're
I didn't even
pussy.
Know that could happen, but our podcast has been canceled. That was Anya Marina and Andrew Collin in studio. Next up is from the show Today It Just Happened. We had so much fun with Ari Shaffir and Ian Fidance on the show, and we asked our producer, Jen, who is also my assistant currently. I want to give all your job titles. You kill it at everything, but I really, you're just a great assistant and I want to give you props for that. But she told us about her recent dating life and just gave us a doozy of a story that has many more layers than you even were admitting to on air, which we'll get to in subsequent episodes. But enjoy, we're going out on a bang here because I love
going out on literally. A bang.
So is Jen.
Spoiler alert.
So is Jen. Here we go. I rarely have time to catch up with my producers, Jen and Noah, and I was just had a little bit of a chance in the hallway to ask Jen about her dating life because it's always she's young and she's out there playing the field.
Jen.
She's a hot chick, and and she's had some bad stories in the past. And I was like, "What's going on?" She was like, "Oh, I the construction worker. Oh, you don't even want to hear it." And I was just like, "Yes, I do on air." And then I asked Noah, and she was like, "Yeah, it's pretty good." So what happened with
damn.
You, Jen?
The construction worker. Oh,
yeah, he's a construction worker.
Okay, so good body.
Great body.
Hell
he was
yeah.
He played football
addicted
in
pills.
High school and college. So you know, so my friend brought me
in like a third wheel situation, and
get closer to the mic, girl.
Okay,
no. Just for me. I think I'm deaf.
I think I'm good. All right. So my friend brought me to a third wheel situation, and like the guys that she was with, you know, they were like, "Oh, we don't want Jen to be by herself, so I'll call my friend." And I kind of put my order through, like told them what I liked.
Your order.
Your order.
I'm vegan.
Chris Brown.
Yeah, I'm Chris Brown type.
Well, it was like a white guy with like tats, and you know, like that was down with black culture, like that type of.
Yes.
So the guy came over.
Wait. White guys with tattoos mean down with black
like
culture?
I have to try to give you like an idea of what I...
Skinheads.
Okay,
right,
if you're
ahead.
Not saying...
they are not...
Yeah, he had a Proud Boy tattoo. I think he's...
Yeah, he's down with black culture.
Wait, Jen, how
bring
would you describe...
Bring black culture down.
I'm always dating the wrong guy. I don't know what it is.
If you were to describe your type that is a white guy, when you are into white guys, what and you didn't say, you couldn't say down with black culture, how would you describe
I would say
them?
Like Machine Gun Kelly.
Got it.
Or like a Mac Miller.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So
a white
someone
guy
at risk of dying of heroin.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to laugh at Mac Miller's passing, but yeah, that's a type of guy. Okay.
So
smokes.
He came over. We hit it off. We didn't kiss or anything, so we exchanged numbers after.
Just sex.
No, nothing. So then we were just texting like for 2 weeks straight, nonstop. And this is the first time because like usually I'm just used to hookups where it's like, you know, I won't hear from you in a month and it's like 10 o'clock, come over. And I'm okay with that. But this was like he was romancing me. And then he dropped the fact that he has two kids.
Dang.
And he's 25. So he had them really young. And I was like, okay. It's fine as long as it's a baby mama drama.
Yeah, as long as he's abandoned them, it's okay.
As long as you're not really in their life anymore. Yeah.
Hold on. Is that what she meant by down with black culture?
So then we finally like meet up and he's like, oh, you know, I don't live with, you know, I don't live alone. And then I don't live alone. I live with my parents. So he's like, let's get a hotel. And I was like, yeah. So he's like, somewhere by you. I was like, yeah, that's fine.
And this will be the first time you've seen each other since the first date.
Yes.
But it's been a month of texting.
Two weeks. Yeah. So then I'm just kind of like in my mind, like, am I paying for this hotel? Because I kind of took the reins on it.
Oh,
and
you did?
Yeah.
Oh, girl.
Yeah.
You know not to do that.
But I thought that he would, like, at least when we got there, like, be like, oh, put my card on it. No.
Yes.
When we got there, he was so weird. He was so quiet. I booked the room myself, paid for it, and he was just kind of, like, behind me quietly. It was so awkward.
Oh, no.
No, this idiot.
He was, like, a whole different
talking
person
about you.
Texting. No, I'm not.
Do you think he was nervous because he thought, oh, I'm about to get laid, and this is going to be,
could
like,
be
a
it.
Deal.
I thought that's what it was.
Well, we know he's had sex at least twice before, so I don't know that he should be so nervous.
They could be twins, Tom. Just been one.
She could have had leftover in her stomach and just jumped in.
There was like a Ruby Tuesdays, you know. It's
ooh,
it was,
I love
yeah.
a Ruby Tuesdays. Wait, was this a Times Square hotel?
No, okay. This is by me. By
okay, okay, gotcha.
So then we go to Ruby Tuesdays, start drinking. So I'm like, he's making me feel really uncomfortable. Oh. Let me get a little drunk.
How much did you pay for this
That's
hotel?
A good idea.
It was like $100.
I'm uncomfortable. Let's make myself dumber.
Oh God.
So then we
okay.
got a little tipsy, and then he started like opening up, like it was, you know, turning into a good time. And then we go upstairs and we start like kind of hooking up. But he, you know, like when I'm drunk, I kind of have like liquid courage. So if like, I don't like something, I'm going to tell you.
Mm, right.
So he starts making out with me and like sticking his tongue down my throat. And I couldn't breathe.
You wouldn't normally say something,
no,
even though
quiet.
You should.
I know, but.
But yes, okay, so you didn't like his kissing style.
Yeah, so then he starts sticking his, so I couldn't breathe, and I like made a joke about it, like, can't breathe, stop. And then
hilarious
he totally
joke.
Like turned off, got up, was like completely like, and I
no
felt
way.
So bad. I know, you're.
I'm so angry at this guy.
Because I would be like, fuck you. But like, I mean, we got to spend the night together. So I'm just kind of
so
like.
So now he's Mr. My feelings are hurt.
Yep.
I'm going to give you the cold shoulder.
Yeah, he
and
did that.
He just
cold
shuts
shoulder.
Down
where did,
uh-huh. immediately.
Where are you going? The other side of the room?
Yeah.
No, this has happened to me recently with a guy that I was
what
hooking up with. You say one thing that hurts their ego and they shut the fuck down like a computer. Like, it's just, they turn away. They don't want to touch you.
Yep.
They just go, they go pout on their side of the bed like a little fucking baby.
Mm-hmm.
ugh, this guy disgusts me. Keep going.
So then the whole time he just made me feel bad, and I just kept explaining myself, like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do, like, I don't know why I was apologizing.
Oh, yeah. No, of course you are. Of course you are.
I just felt like it was my fault.
Because that's what men that do this, they know they can get us to apologize because we just want to make everything right, because it's awkward to stay in a hotel overnight with someone who's mad at you. So you're just trying to make things right. Yeah. Okay. So you're apologizing, and does he finally come around? Could you start sucking his dick?
I didn't suck his dick. I did make out with him first. Yeah. I mean, I didn't suck his dick at all. Actually.
Okay.
We just like had sex, but the sex was so good.
Oh, really?
He had a really
that
big.
That is a surprise
a really
turn.
Yeah, it was a very surprising.
Well, actually, penis size doesn't matter to women, Jen. So
for me, because it hit like usually I never come, so it hit like a spot.
Yeah.
It was so.
It was great. It was great dick. Okay.
Yeah, great dick. So then after that, like, everything else went out the window, and I was just, like, hooked on the dick at the time.
Yes.
So then, like, I just
they
was,
make
like,
it stop somebody.
Did he stop the kissing?
He had heroin dick.
He was just overthinking it. And then he was just like, is that okay? Is that okay?
Oh, good. So he asked.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, good. So pouty.
We could still tell he was a little pouty
still.
Yeah. So then, like, everything, because I thought everything was great the morning after. We had a little chit-chat, and then we went to our cars. We drove home. So then I'm just, like, waiting on the text all day, like, you know, just, like, confirmation, like, everything was good.
I had a great time.
Yeah. So he texts me, and he just, like, shorting. It's like, you know, hey, what's up? And I was like, oh, I'm at the mall. He's like, okay, have a good day. And I was like, oh, this isn't the same. So then I text him again later on. I'm like, hey, is everything okay? Were you good? He doesn't text me back for 2 days. For 2 days,
what?
I was going crazy.
I thought he was
like, calling every
hours.
One of my friends, like, oh, my God, I really messed up.
He's when did this happen?
Oh, it was right before L.A., that weekend.
Well, you... I know that I'm a busy bitch and that you work for me as my assistant, but when you're going through stuff like this with guys, will you please reach out to me? And if I'm not available, I just will tell you I'm not.
Okay.
But like, I hate that you went through this and you didn't have me screaming about it with you. And I will just call you and I'll scream. You won't annoy me. So in the future, seriously, let me know if this... I hate when my friends are going through this because I've been there too, of like those 2 days waiting to hear and you lose your fucking mind.
What a big dick loser.
Yeah, this guy with his huge cock walking around town.
Yeah.
Giant penises.
Fucking wasting a fucking goddamn big cock on a fucking nerd.
So then I double texted on like that Sunday. I think it was Friday, like whatever, a day and a half. And
wait,
I was like,
you followed up.
Yeah, on her 2 days ago text.
Because I usually wouldn't. I would just be like, okay, he's ignoring
me. Woozy.
No, you did a good job. 2 days. At that point, it's like, what's going on? Are you dead, idiot? Like, that's totally fine that you followed up on a second text 2 days later.
So then I'm just like, you know, is everything okay? You know, I just, you know, I haven't heard from you, like that type of thing. And then he was just like, yeah, everything was good until you killed my shit. And I was like,
what?
Ew.
What?
Yeah. He I guess killed
everything.
Shit. Everything. He said everything was good until you killed my shit. I know what he
That's
meant.
That's what he said.
What do you mean?
He meant the kissing thing.
Yeah. Like, you killed my shit. Like, killed his dick, I guess.
What?
But you
what
fucked him after
coward.
You killed
that's
his shit.
That's
what
I was saying.
If that was the end of it, I could see it. But that was the beginning.
We should have said something at that moment.
He
we
should
done...
thank you so we can become a better kisser
so
in the future.
So what did he say in response? What did you say in response? What did he say in response?
So then, like, I kind of gave, like, a... Because I was so mad. Like, I was, like, shaking mad. I had my friend on the phone, like, oh, no, I'm done with this. Like, I wrote, like a fuck you goodbye text.
Yeah.
And then we just...
Oh, no, okay. Jen.
So then, like, he didn't answer at all, and it kind of just, like, rubbed me the wrong way. Like, oh, my God. Like, I want to get back
to him.
You
call?
He didn't answer
text.
My fuck you text, no. So then a couple days went by, and then I just was like, how am I going to get it back like he did me? You know what I mean? I just want to, like, sting him. Mm-hmm. So then I texted him, like, nothing happened, and then he texted me back, like, right away. And then, like, as if, you know, because he was just like, okay, we're just going to ignore what just happened.
Wait. You texted him as if nothing had happened?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what did you say? Hey, what you up to?
I was just like, hey, what's... Like, a couple days later, like, hey, what's up text? Yeah, no, it's
pretty
bad.
Oh, but you were like,
but I had, like, an idea
him.
In my mind.
Yeah, you had a plan.
Yes, I had a plan. So then he texted back. I forget what exactly he texted back, but I remember not answering him because it was like he asked me a question. And then I just didn't answer. And then he texted me again because I had blocked him on Instagram.
Yep.
Oh. And I knew that would trigger a reaction. I hate playing these games.
No.
And then he texted me again saying, so you're just going to block me? What the fuck? And then that was it.
And that was it?
Yeah.
And you never responded?
Hook up again. Oh, I'm so glad you didn't.
I'm glad you didn't respond, but boy, I'm... so mad that
call him up right now. Get him on the line.
Get him on the line.
Get him addicted to heroin. Fuck this guy.
I don't understand. You fucked afterwards. You had
That's
good
crazy.
Sex afterwards.
Until you killed my shit. This little fucking bitch.
He's a bitch.
Yeah. What this a little loser. Pussy.
He's just pouting.
Oh God, I hope he gets addicted to heroin so quickly. I really do. I hope that that happens to him. I really hate this guy, and his kids would be better off without them and him in their life.
Oh Jesus.
I'm of course being hyperbolic, but seriously, that is, guys.
What a coward!
They need to don't get your feelings hurt. This is the thing I was talking about yesterday when we were talking about hooking up with guys and blowjobs and when a guy's going down on you to tell him like what you like, any kind of I like this. A lot of guys that are super sensitive take I like that as I don't like what you're doing.
Yeah.
And then they get hurt and you risk that. You risk that.
Well, the problem is also get hurt goes along with losing your boner, which then becomes way more damaging to your psyche.
Yeah.
And then you feel like, fuck, now you hate me because I've lost my boner. But then if you fucked afterwards, like, oh, now it's all good
it's
again.
Fine. Yeah.
Right, right.
That sucks.
But he was still holding on to that, like, you made me feel insecure about the way I kissed. And you were just, you couldn't breathe.
Dude, this hotel thing also, fuck it. Right off the bat, I hate this guy.
For
Jen,
like, you know the rules.
Cowering
you do
in
not,
the background.
On a first date, pay for anything. You cannot.
You got him back, though. He was left wanting.
Oh,
that's
and,
true.
And, now
and
we're
you got
shit
that
about
sweet
him.
Hog.
Yeah, you got that sweet hog. You just, but God.
I love how
so
in Jen's
gross.
Story she goes, I hate playing these games. Like, she's a master of it, and she, like, didn't want to, like,
because I hate, like, you know, thinking,
it
like,
so
oh, I have to do that.
If you were 35, I'd be like, come on, Jen. But you're not. And so you're allowed to make these games. You're allowed to keep playing these games. And you're well on your way to learning how to do because
yeah, I think
I don't worry about you, even though this story shouldn't have happened. And you should never, ever again go on Priceline to get a hotel for you and a guy. I used to do that all the time. It was Priceline.
Are you paying full price?
Oh,
okay.
Holy shit,
Jen. Discounts all night.
Oh my God.
I was like, I'm not going to spend too much. In my mind, I was like, let me just make sure.
Never again spend a dime
the first time
you see a
condom
guy.
Condom or no condom?
Don't.
Oh, no, condom, of course. I make sure of that.
Yeah.
I don't
two
play
condoms.
Those games. He has super spry. He has two kids.
Yeah.
I wasn't playing those games.
Oh, I would love for you to just abort his child and, like, let him know. Like,
yeah.
I would love for you to call him and be like, guess what I'm getting rid of? Any trace of you
your
in the future.
Your sons have a brother in heaven now.
Oh my God, I'm so mad. Yeah, I recently was like hooking up with a guy and I said something that, well, actually I told him something that was like, it was reason enough for him to get like sad because he just like, I was hooking up with this guy and I told him that I was like, hey, I'm not like available right now to date. And it kind of, that killed his boner, I guess. Like, cause I was just like, I'm seeing other people, like, I don't know what this is. And he did the thing where we were, like, in bed, like, holding each other. We weren't like, actively hooking up, but we were, like, on each other, right? And then he just, like, went to the other side of the bed and did the cold thing, which I've had boyfriends do in the past, and it really triggers me. I've had a joke about it, but I would rather you hit me than ignore me. If when you're mad at me, I would rather you just slap me in the face,
like something,
than pretend that I don't exist and avoid touching me. You feel it so much harder than anything else when they don't touch you and they're trying not
it's
to touch you.
It's a childlike defense mechanism.
It is. Yeah. They go right back to being little kids. And my therapist used to say, then you need to treat them like little kids when they act like that. Oh. When a boy, when a guy, a man, or a woman starts to act like a little girl or a little boy and you see them behaving like that, then you go, okay, well, you're being bad and I'm not going to put up with it. You're in trouble. You send them away and you go, I'm not, or you send yourself away and you go, you're going to be alone now because I'm not. And that's what I did to this guy. I left in the morning and I was like, I'm leaving. And he was just like, okay, can we talk about stuff? And I was like, okay, do you want to talk now? And I sat back in bed and held his hand and said,
and
let's talk about
nipple.
It.
Okay, so
come here.
Yeah.
You want a little stuff?
And he did.
Oh my God.
Squirt, yeah. Squirt. Yeah.
I'm glad you got that dick, though.
It was because I did not.
I've been trying
not to relapse because it was that, like.
That's the craziest thing. When the sex is good, I've done that too. Where I'm like, fuck, I hate this jerk. Fuck, that was good sex.
Yes. Yeah.
God damn it, I'm going to go back again.
Yep.
It can keep you going for a
good
while.
Good dick will keep you in prison.
Oh, man. That's why I don't have sex. That's so funny.
Oh my God. You think that there's a guy who was getting banged so good in jail, he goes, I gotta go back.
That was producer Jen in studio with Ari Shaffir and Ian Fidance talking about her date. I hope you enjoyed it. That's it for the podcast this week. Tom Takkar,
you
go
say
see
where
him
we found
in
out
DC.
After the show?
Yeah. Come to DC.
That should be the secret we reveal. Because every week on the podcast, we wait till the very end to give people incentive to listen all the way through. We reveal a secret.
Wait, I don't think I heard this.
What?
Reveal it. What happened after the show?
Oh, so there. She's still okay. Jen, you wanna give.
Well, my secret is that he's now my booty call.
What? Doggy. Oh,
she's so still banging it.
Jen wins in the end.
You just heard the story, so you're, of course, disappointed.
Yeah, we're all a little sad that Jen is still. But you know what? I'm happy for you because you're getting. You seem happy. You seem to have distance from the pain of the story. And
is
now
he
she's
a better
just getting
kisser?
That dick.
Yeah, yeah. He's. Not very, no tongue at all, actually. And I like that
good.
More.
You should
yeah.
Venmo request him for that fucking hotel, though.
Oh, you really should.
Oh, my gosh.
That would be hilarious. Send a Venmo request. Yeah. I love
it's
that idea
move.
Of girls going back on dates that they've paid and they shouldn't have had to pay.
And
they
Venmo
just
requesting 50-50?
Yes. That's so
would be
not
funny.
Even 50-50. A first date a guy should pay.
I'm
sorry. I hate
I
to be
so
this
too.
Kind of lady, but yeah. Afterwards it should be 50-50, take turns. But the first date... The
That's
guy
the
should
sign.
Pay.
That's
yeah, I'm not opposed yeah. to that.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to the podcast this week, you guys. That was the secret. I have nothing else to reveal of myself.
That's hilarious, John.
But hey, get serious. So check funny. Us out. We do 8 hours of this a week. So
and it's so fun. And it's not as expensive as you think it's going to be. So just get a serious subscription. Come on, just do it.
People
especially if your parents pay for everything in your life.
Telling me they get accounts. My mom got an account.
Yes.
The gal
it's like $14.99 a month, yep. Which is nothing.
$14.99 a month?
Nah, yeah. And you could do
all.
Like a free trial, I
and
think, right
so
now
much.
If you download the
and
app.
You get us, you get Howard, you get Bonfire, all that
you
shit.
You get Bennington. So much. Comedy Central Radio
oh
alone.
God,
if you like stand-up comedy, just leave that. That's how I consumed stand-up comedy when I had a car, was just listening to it on
Wait,
Comedy
Howard
Central
Meyerowitz
Radio.
From my
That's
show?
All right, guys, we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Hi, it's Dan Soder.
And I'm Big J. Okerson. And our show, The Bonfire, is now available as a podcast.
Every Monday, we release a brand new episode of our favorite clips from the week.
Check out some of our latest best of episodes featuring Nick Foles, Michael Che, Neil Brennan, Burke Kreischer, and many, many more.
Subscribe now to The Bonfire with Big J. Okerson and Dan Soder, the podcast, on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app.
And you can also listen to The Bonfire every Monday through Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 95.